going on the air. Quiet.
Hello, everybody. Here we are with another Red Book story. We hope you enjoy listening to these stories half as much as we enjoy playing them. Today we have in the studio Mr. Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book magazine, who has promised to tell you why he selected The Officer and the Gent by Charles Lang for today's program. The story appears in the current Red Book. Mr. Balmer.
Thank you, Clem. Charles Lang is a discovery, and we had the pleasure of bringing him to the magazines. Out of the blue came his first short story, and I learned of it when I found our manuscript readers laughing at that rare event, a really humorous yarn. We bought it and published it, and immediately many other magazines got after this writer. Of course, he sent us more stories, and one of the very best is The Officer and the Gent, about an incident during the war, which is now being presented to you.
Captain Bill Dane was an officer, and Corporal Chaudron was a gentleman, and between them, they won the war. Corporal Chaudron was a French count with a family tree as long as your arm and a graduate engineer. Lanky Bill Dane was the son of a washerwoman from Who's Hat, Montana, had chewed tobacco from the age of 10, and learned bridge building as a repair foreman on the Burlington. But even though the social gulf between these engineer corps buddies was wide as the Atlantic, they had two things in common. They liked the girls, and they hated authority. We find them seated in a little cafe, surrounded by a bevy of beauties, and watching with a hostile eye authority which is coming up the street.
Hey, Chaudron, old buck. Hey, will you look at the shine on them boots? He must think he's somebody.
Oh, la la. A major of the engineers. British. He comes this way.
I say, you two, sit at that table smoking those cigars. Since when do Americans and French fail to salute their superior officers?
As I was saying, my American friend, it is a nice afternoon, yes?
Say, tell me, Chaudron, old buck, do you like these as well as cigars?
Didn't you hear me?
Say, here's a fellow who wants a salute. Hey, where's that servant of yours?
Hercules, we have here one officer who desires a salute. You salute him.
Well, all right, Bougainie, prenez l'argent.
Say, what's he say?
He say, you win. You take the money, uh-huh.
The dickens he does, say. That makes it different. Attention. Salute. There you are, sir.
Cheers. Now then, does either of you know an American major named Hanford? Suppose you have charge of a railroad squad working around here.
Why, he's my boss, but he's gone to Paris for a couple of weeks and left me in charge. I'm Captain Bain.
Oh, excellent. Well, I had a message from Brigadier General Splendour for Major Hanford, but I'll deliver it to you instead.
And who in the name of the green pig is General Splendour?
He's just been placed in charge of the railways in this region. Captain Bain, your squad is ordered to take over the operation of the Voici-Comment Railroad Yard.
Holy smoke, that yard's in a terrible mess, all balled up.
Well, they're howling for supplies up the line. And you've got to get the trains underway and started over the Decorn Bridge by tomorrow night. The yard's in a tangle, and you'll have to straighten things out.
Oh, the railroad yard is in a confusion the most grand. And there is only one little switch engine.
Say, Demar, this can't be right. We're a bridge crew, not a bunch of switchmen.
If General Splendour orders it, it has to be done. Now, you're to report to your men in the Voici-Comment yard at once.
Well, I once did a little railroading on the Burlington. How about it, Chaudron, old buck? Know anything about throwing a switch?
No, not a thing.
Well, it looks like you're going to learn.
I'm working on the railroad all the livelong day.
Captain Bill and Corporal Chaudron found the railroad yard in more than a mess. It was a riot. Congestion on every track, and only one tiny locomotive to do the work.
Oh, boy. I told the mainline boys I'd have four flyers started for the front by evening. Hey, Chaudron. Hey, what's all that rumpus over there?
Sacrinum. Our locomotive. She has departed rails.
What?
And turned herself bottom side up in a ditch as well. 200 men can move her. A catastrophe of grand importance.
Oh, say, Buck, this is awful. We've got to get that tea kettle back on the job and do it quick. Hey, isn't that a steam crane beyond that bridge over there, near them iron sheds?
Oui, but that is the steel mill which belonged to Monsieur Brunard, the mayor of Voici-Comment. He a very irritable man, and the crane belonged to the steel mill.
Not now it don't. It's standing idle over there, and it's needed in this war. Just the thing to hoist that engine out of the ditch, see? A swell idea. Send Hercules and a section gang and have him drag that Derek over here quick.
Oh, surprise, but suppose this Monsieur Bernard object to having his steam train taken.
Tell him to jump in the lake.
Oh, but Bill...
What's the matter now?
There is no lake in Wassecomois.
Then after you get that switch engine back on the track, you can dig him one.
Voila. Again, the chains break. But then, sacred pipe will this thing never move.
Oh, boy, it's stuck in the mud plenty. I guess that crane can't budge that tea kettle an inch. That's luck for you.
Eh bien, what now?
Say, I'll tell you what now. Here, move that crane to that siding. Swing the hooks on that boxcar.
Oui.
We'll hoist them cars in the air and drop them into place with the crane, see?
Oui.
Have that guy toot on the bugle and bring all the yard hands here.
Oui, a bugler. Formula Bertagon, tout suite.
There, that brings them on the run, all right.
It also brings someone else. Look, there.
Say, what's that guy in a plug hat, whiskers, and a tail coat doing in this railroad yard?
Oh, be soft. Uncle of Satan, it is Monsieur Bernard, the mayor who owns the steel mill.
Hey, que faites-vous là? Sapoulard, voleur! Apache, thieves! Yes, that is my engine. I shall report you to the authorities to
sweep. Say, he'll bust a blood vessel if he keeps that up. What's the mayor saying?
He say, we are thieves and scoundrels. He say, we stole the crane, which is his. He say, we must return it immediately. He say, he will report us at once.
Well, tell the mayor that this is with the compliments of Brigadier Splendor of His Majesty's 151st Shovel Benders. Listen now, just like this.
I've been working on the railroad all the long day.
Boy, oh boy, what a day. Hey, waiter, five more bottles the same. Yeah. As I was saying, Sheldon, old buck, we done a man-sized job today in the railroad yard.
Oui.
Four trains lined up and ready to roll at midnight.
Oh, magnifique.
Oh, drink up, buck. Hey. Signal them girls to come over.
Huh?
I want to talk with the red-haired one. You can have the one with the yellow wig. Hey, ladies, here's a table. Here, come on, sit down.
Oh, but Bill, my friend.
Wow, what's the matter now?
Sucker, it's so...
You got a cramp? What's wrong?
See, there is a car approaching the cafe. A staff car.
Oh, if it ain't a general. Gold braids and all.
And Monsieur the Maire. Monsieur Bruna.
Ah, voila. There they are, the two of them.
So, the American captain and the French corporal, eh? Now look here, you two. On your feet. How dare you fail to salute a general?
Looks like we got her this time. Hep, hep.
How are you, Captain Bain and Corporal Sodrong?
We are, indeed.
And are you Brigadier General Follett Featherstone Splendor?
Wipe that smile off your face, you Yankee.
Huh?
Wipe it off. Monsieur Bernard.
Sir.
Are these the men who stole the crane from your steel mill?
Most certainly. And the American it was who made this sound, assuring me it was the compliments of Monsieur le Général.
My compliments, eh? And what was this sound you say he made?
He make this sound with his mouth, like this.
You, Captain Bain, is that the sound you made?
Oh, no, it wasn't that, General. The sound I made was like this.
And you stole his crane, eh? Now, what was the meaning of your disgraceful conduct this afternoon?
Well, the General's got a right to complain, and maybe we should have made up 14 trains instead of four.
Well, of all the confounded, blooming, impudent,
if Monsieur the General will remember, there are ladies present.
Oh, I'll show you just who's present. If any more stealing goes on, there'll be two of the fastest court-martials you ever heard of. I'll show you who's in authority. I'll give you something with my compliments. You, Captain Bain. You, Corporal Chaudon. Take your engineering squad and stand guard tonight at Decamp Bridge.
What?
Yes, it's the most important railroad bridge on the line. See to it that your four trains get across. There's an attack expected tonight, and the boss may make it a mighty hot corner before sunrise. Spend the night there with my compliments.
It is night. The German gunners don't want those four trains to roll out of Wassecomois, and Decamp Bridge is the key. A blizzard of shells is falling on the span while Captain Bill Bain and Corporal Chaudron dodge fragments in the smoke.
Yeah.
Wow, that was fierce while it lasted. Them Jerry sure hit the bullseye.
Oh, it is thankful I am that they did not hit me. Oh, where is the bridgeman, I mean?
Yeah, where is it? Gee, here comes the general's car.
Here, them. Captain Ben, Corporal, what are you two doing skulking behind this wall?
Well, them Roman candles was hitting too close for comfort.
What's this I hear about Decomp Bridge?
Don't know why you're here, sir, but when you drop 15 shells on a bridge in 3 minutes, she ain't usually what she used to be.
Is it true the bridge is down?
Down, Lord, and an ingrown toenail on a coyote's left hind leg.
If the general will look, he can see.
3 minutes of shell fire. The Jerry's blasted her clean loose from the Moran's first shot. Made junk out of her.
Oh, this is frightful. 4 trains held up on the line. I'll dash back to Vossicomote headquarters at once and have new blueprints drawn up for a bridge. Come to GHQ at Vossicomote tomorrow at noon. Meantime, stand by.
Stand by, eh? For blueprints. Listen, Sir John Holbrook, when that fathead gets out of sight, you call that bugler of yours and tell him to blow his lungs out. I got a swell idea. On the railroad all the live long day. Say, pass another bottle of show, John, old buck. We got an hour yet. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. And we sure did pass the time away, didn't we, Buck?
Magnifique.
Oh, it's a swell morning and I ain't tired neither. Uh-huh. Hey, call that girl with the blonde wig over there. I want to talk to her. You take the one with the red hair. Tell him to come over here to this cafe.
We are here. Chérie.
Sit down, lady, sit down. Nice day and all. Here you are, just drink.
Mon Dieu.
You got the cramps again, Buck? What in Samuel's wrong now?
Regardez. Here comes the general.
Well, well, upright and oily. Splendor. He sees us.
Great Scott. You two insubordinate ruffians. Our railroad bloomin' well cut in two. The whole front crying for supplies and ammunitions, which we can't get to them. And you two dawdling here in a cafe. Why, I'll have you court-martialed for this.
What did the general expect us to do?
Do? Great Caesar. Don't you realize that bridge was the most important bridge in France? We're losing the war right now because the bridge isn't up. I sent a special dispatch bearer with blueprints from headquarters half an hour ago, and I find
well,
you
well,
sitting...
General, I don't know about them nice little pictures the boys in your office drawed up. All I know is the bridge has been up, the rails laid, and trains running over it for 3 hours now.
What? You say the Decomp bridge is up, trains running?
For the last 3 hours, General.
Well, where do you... How...
Well, Monsieur the General, Captain Bain and I put that bridge up during the early hours of the morning.
But where did you get the material?
Ah, the steel mill of Monsieur Bernard.
Does Monsieur Bernard know you took it?
Oh, he will when he finds out where it went. Undoubtedly complain long and loud.
Yeah. And when he does, you may tell him that Brigadier Splendor personally supervised the robbery. Now, I wonder if you gentlemen would join me in a drink.
If the general will join us in a song.
We've been working on the railroad.
Red Book gave us special permission to broadcast this amusing story, The Officer and the Gent, written by Charles Lang. Next week at this same time, we take pleasure in announcing that we will present another story in dramatic form from Red Book.